You are listening to episode 773. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to go into a meditation, or as you get ready to manage the most stressful parts of your day. And I'm Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore particular meditation techniques in depth to see what works best for you. As you apply these techniques to the theme, this is the way to really benefit from your meditation ritual. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a mudra meditation technique. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. You don't have to do the mudra technique. You can still do the visualization part of the meditation technique I'll be sharing with you. But I encourage you to try different techniques because you never know what might work best for you. I know I meditated for over a decade before I explored mudras or chakras. Tomorrow's episode, you'll discover a chakra. Well, this is for a Wednesday's meditation. If you're following these in order, then you know what to expect. If not, you can listen to these meditations in any sequence you want. So the mudra technique I'll be sharing with you today is also going to be layered with a lifestyle meditation technique, because it's not just meditation, it's truly a lifestyle. And the more you can weave the techniques into your day-to-day life, this is where you'll start to live your meditation ritual throughout your day. And you're not usually stressed when you're sitting in your meditation ritual, but it's when you're in the midst of your crazy busy day, triggered by stress, that you need the techniques to help you, to support you, and to keep you focused on what you're trying to achieve in your life. So the mudra today is called the Tse Mudra. It's T-S-E Mudra. And it's a simple mudra. You can always see a photo of the mudra over at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com, or you can go to my Sip and Om Facebook page and you can see it there. And while you're there, if you want to send me a message, just send me a private message on the Sip and Om Facebook page requesting to be invited to the meditation group, and I will happily invite you there. So, for your lifestyle technique today that's going to be blended with the Tse Mudra, I'd like you to settle yourself in, whether you're seated, getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're walking, listening to this as you drive. Just bring to mind what kind of mood really has been bothering you these days. What's the quality of this mood? Is it anger, fear, self-doubt, regret? Just notice this fear, maybe distraction, overwhelm, whatever causes you to be in a bad mood. Bring that to mind now. Now, if you're seated and you're getting ready to meditate, you could close your eyes and keep your eyes gently lifted upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And just relax your body and notice where you hold tension in your body. And consider the mood that seems to dominate your thoughts these days. What triggers this mood? Now, as you consider what triggers your stress, Bring to mind something you love to do, something you're passionate about, that's truly part of your essence. Maybe you are really good at a particular sport or art or craft, or connecting with people from around the world, or presenting or writing. Think of something you're exceptional at. This is your passion. And consider whether or not you do it much anymore. You may notice a correlation between your negative moods and your lack of drive or passion in your life. So when you notice that you're in a bad mood a lot, it's often because you're not pursuing much in your life that lifts you up. That's your passion. In fact, these bad moods can dominate your life and overwhelm your sense of well-being and balance and perspective to where you feel you don't have the energy or the time or the focus to pursue what's most important to you. So the bad mood can infiltrate every area of your life. What you think about shows up in your life. So bring your passion into this meditation. Consider what you are passionate about. Notice how you feel in your body. And now if you'd like to do the mudra, the Tsi mudra, you're going to place your palms on your lap or at your side. And extend them upward. Extend your palms upward. And then cross your thumb over your palm as if you're making the letter 4 with your fingers. Now fold your fingers down over your thumb. Do this with both hands so it looks like you're making a fist with your thumb tucked in. This is the Tsi mudra. Mudras support you. Stimulate your nervous system, trigger your brain in a similar way as yoga and acupressure. And the Tsi mudra, as you hold it right now, helps you to uplift yourself. It's known to create personal magnetism and enhance your intuitive and mental powers, according to Chinese medicine. If you feel like your luck's really been down these days, you've been fearful, this mudra can help you to release your worries, your fears. You can experience a sense of happiness being restored, where you focus more on your passions and those qualities that lift you up. This is a path to transitioning away from your negative moods, those moods that can dominate your life. Imagine having a passion that dominates your life. Imagine what you could do. Imagine how you could influence other people to have more joy in their life. How could your gift spill out to others to impact their lives in a beautiful way? Start to explore your passions. You don't have to wait until the bad mood leaves you. You can do this even while you're having a bad mood, because it can take some time to shake a bad mood if it's been lingering for days or weeks or months or even years. So rekindle your passion, bring it to mind as you go into your meditation. or as you're walking, bringing this into your day, and you encounter a difficult situation that brings you down, you could do this mudra. You can relax, notice your breath, repeat an affirmation, peace is within me. As you hold this mudra, peace is within me. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. If you like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through this technique in a powerful meditation, you can find that at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there I offer a brand new guided meditation using these same techniques every single day for less than 50 cents a day. You get a brand new meditation. You can try it for 2 weeks free. If you love to be guided or you want a little extra meditation inspiration, bring this technique into your meditation, rekindling your passions, noticing your breath, noticing the peace within you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.